From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The latest undersea operation to contain oil gushing from BP's blown-out well has managed to clear a hurdle. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO has this report.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said underwater robots have managed to get through the first phase of the latest engineering system.
For the first time in a couple of days, I have some good news. We have just cut the riser pipe off the lower marine package.
But the cut isn't clean. The diamond saw got stuck and had to be yanked out of the wobbly pipe. Allen says shears managed to finish the job. He says that jagged edge could mean more oil spews out of the sides of the funnel top. He's not sure how much more. If the containment plan works, the oil would be forced up a mile-long pipeline to a vessel on the surface. It could be apparent by tomorrow if it works. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
As efforts to contain the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico continue, the White House says it's presenting the company with a big bill for the cost of cleanup thus far. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it will cover roughly three-quarters of what the government has spent.
The federal government will, at some point today, send what I would call a bill for $69 million of expenses incurred up to this point to BP. To be reimbursed to the taxpayers as a part of the Oil Pollution Act.
BP CEO Tony Hayward, meanwhile, promised the company will clean up every drop of oil, saying it expects it will be in the Gulf for a very long time. U.S. Mideast peace envoy George Mitchell says this week's Israeli raid on a Turkish ship that left nine people dead must not undermine peace negotiations. We get details from Linda Gradstein.
Speaking in the West Bank town of Bethlehem, Mitchell said the incident underscored the need to make progress in negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Mitchell yesterday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and is shuttling between Jerusalem and Ramallah to try to get direct talks restarted. Mitchell spoke as the United Nations and other countries urged Israel to accept an independent commission of inquiry. Israeli officials say the army can conduct its own investigation. Meanwhile, tensions between Israel and Turkey continue to grow. Eight of the dead on the boat were Turkish nationals, and the ninth was an American of Turkish origin. Turkey today suspended all energy and water deals with Israel. It had previously recalled its ambassador to Israel. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
In another sign, U.S. companies may have hit the wall in terms of doing more with less. The government says productivity slowed more than expected during the first 3 months of the year. Government says productivity in the first quarter grew at an annual rate of 2.8%. That's the slowest pace in a year and lower than the 3.6% rate the government initially reported last month. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5 points to close at 10,255. The Nasdaq was up 21 points today. This is NPR. The judge overseeing the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has begun questioning potential jurors in the case. Among the first questions asked by Judge James Ogle is whether they had read much about the case and whether they would be able to set aside any preconceived notions about the former governor. Blagojevich is accused of seeking to offer President Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. Blagojevich has denied any wrongdoing. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says he will consider wider use of instant replay. That's in reaction to the mistaken call by an umpire that cost a Detroit Tiger pitcher a perfect game. More from NPR's Mike Pesca.
History was denied with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, but the television replay would not be. Umpire Jim Joyce's call was immediately shown to have been an error, robbing Armando Galarraga what would have been the 21st time in the history of baseball when a pitcher retired every batter he faced. Joyce, upon seeing the television replay, apologized profusely and Galarraga accepted graciously. In reviewing the play, Commissioner Bud Selig said the call would have to stand, but, quote, "I will examine our umpiring system, the extended use of instant replay, and all other related features." Before today's afternoon game, Galarraga brought out the Tigers' lineup card to umpire Joyce, who began to tear up before Galarraga put a hand on the umpire's back. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Group, the National Research Center is saying a variety of technologies could be utilized to significantly boost fuel economy for cars and light trucks. The report says one thing that would result in dramatic savings would be switching to diesel engines. Gas-electric hybrids would also result in significant fuel savings. However, officials say the technology comes at a price anywhere from a few hundred to several thousand dollars per vehicle. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.